Following the Supreme Court ban on affirmative action in college admissions, many fear student diversity will be rolled back. A small selective college in Needham will have to refine its approach after fostering racial diversity on its campus in recent years. But as WBUR's Max Larkin reports, the Olin College of Engineering may have a head start thanks to its highly individualized approach to selecting students.
It was at a college fair 4 years ago that Moises Sabido Garcia first heard of Olin College. The school had set up a booth near those for MIT and Tufts. Even then, Garcia loved machines, his car in particular. So he asked around, and the admissions officer from Olin happened to give the right answer.
And she said, yes, everyone is allowed to bring their car, and parking is guaranteed and free. That was kind of it. Like, I heard that, and I said, I'm going to apply.
Garcia is a first-generation college student of Mexican and Guatemalan descent. And when he first visited Olin, a chance encounter with a group of current Latino students there put him at ease.
One night they all cooked taquitos and all the sides and sauces and everything. And it made me feel excited. I was like, it's something small, but it's something that I know I'm going to miss from home.
He was ultimately accepted into Olin and enrolled.
You know, it was all, honestly, a sequence of very fortunate events.
It was also the result of a school meticulously assembling its student body and trying to grow racial and ethnic diversity. Like many schools, Olin seeks out qualified students wherever they might be. But Olin also brings its top candidates to campus even before they've been admitted, where it learns more about them and tries to make them feel at home. Susan Hartley Brisson, Olin's director of admissions, explains the purpose of those so-called candidates' weekends.
We develop an affinity for Olin early on. We partner with a multicultural group on campus, and they are really eager to host students of different backgrounds.
It's that practice that makes staff at Olin College optimistic that, despite the new ban on affirmative action, they have a chance to preserve racial diversity. As one of the country's top colleges of engineering, Olin admits around 18% of its roughly 1,000 yearly applicants. It's also quite small, Hartley Brisson explains.
At Olin, we have about 350 undergrads total in four classes. Very small, unusually small. That does give us such an opportunity in the application process to really know our applicants so very well.
Olin was one of the many selective schools that used students' race or ethnicity as one potential plus factor in admissions. But then, in late June, the Supreme Court banned that practice in a 6-3 decision by the court's conservative majority. With that, Hartley Brisson says, her office lost an effective tool.
Personally, I felt really sad about it, frankly. It seems like it's a giant step backwards for us in many ways.
Between 2010 and 2021, Olin's Latino enrollment had nearly quadrupled, from 12 to 41 students. Its Black enrollment went from just 2 to 11 students in the same period. Olin College President Gilda Barabino says the court's decision doesn't change Olin's diversity goals, which remain a central part of her administration and a personal one.
When I went through school in engineering, I did not see people who looked like me.
Barabino is a Black woman, a celebrated biomedical engineer, and just the second person to lead Olin since it was founded in 1997.
In an environment where people can see themselves, you're much more likely to be able to attract others as well. Who does engineering is going to influence who will do engineering.
So, true to form, Barabino and her team are confronting this moment as an engineering challenge. For instance, they note that the court's decision explicitly leaves room for colleges to consider an applicant's racial identity, at least as one aspect of their broader life stories. Admissions staff at Olin, who meet so many of their applicants, have a unique opportunity to hear those stories and to take them into account. Staff can also double down on existing practices, traveling for recruitment, using students' home zip codes as socioeconomic indicators, and partnering with guidance counselors and community groups across the country. It remains to be seen whether all that will be enough to preserve the school's newfound diversity without affirmative action. But even if it's not, Barabino believes, they'll eventually find a way. To be an engineer, she says, is to think practically.
There's a problem, solve it. That culture and environment of constantly thinking about new ways of thinking and doing, it's like in the water, so to speak.
A college like Olin has put lots of work and ingenuity into forming its environment over the years, and they don't plan to stop now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.